Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, Thanksgiving is next week. What is your favorite can't wait for Thanksgiving dish?
Hands down, I have to say my mom's dressing.
Oh, homemade dressing. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yum. Well, we're going to talk today about what we can do alternatively rather than cook if you don't want to cook. I was shocked to learn that 1 in 10 Americans eat out for Thanksgiving. That's about 30 million people.
That's a little higher than I would have expected.
I would agree. I'm going to be one of them. I'm leaving town tonight. So I'm going to be eating out. It'll be my first Thanksgiving eating out ever. And 13 to 23 million folks get takeout.
Wow.
Now, that can be anything from, you know, a drive-in that's open to a full meal at a grocery store. But, you know, it's sometimes nice to not have to worry about the dishes and the cooking and all the things. So let's talk a little bit about what you can do if you are thinking about Thanksgiving next week and you don't want to cook.
Sounds good.
There are some restaurants that will be open on Thanksgiving Day, and I got a few menus for you. Beacon Hills is going to have a turkey dinner. They'll have kids' turkey, prime rib, salmon, ham. So if you want something a little bit different, you can still have a nice sit-down meal from 10 to 3. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse has a three-course menu that features turkey or filet mignon or a prime bone-in ribeye, plus the regular full menu. And you can also get curbside, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jay Gilbert's downtown in the Marriott has a three-course dinner from 11 to 7:30. Has all the traditionals that you would expect on the menu, plus crab bisque or a chocolate velvet cake.
Okay. I like pumpkin pie, but apple pie.
Oh, that's your thing.
But now my thing might be the chocolate velvet cake is what I'm saying.
Jeff has a new traditional Thanksgiving dessert. Other restaurants that'll be open include Astoria Indian Restaurant, Johnny's, Cassio's, Cracker Barrel, the Orleans Room at the Kimpton Cottonwood Hotel, Sullivan's, and Texas Day Brazil, which would be kind of a fun new twist on a Thanksgiving dinner.
A lot of places, yeah.
If you want to dine at home, but you don't want to cook at home, there's some great places that have full menus for you to come pick up, including Big Mama's Kitchen and Catering. They've got all the traditional things that you like about Thanksgiving, plus sweet potato pie, which I'm going to confess I've never had, but I really want to try it. And they have a deep-fried turkey, which is one of my favorites. Lots of southern sides. It's mostly a la carte, but I was really struck that they have a full dinner for one. So you could get that for yourself.
Wow, that's great.
Or if you've got a neighbor that stays home, that would be a really nice gift to present. Hy-Vee has a great number of choices. You need a one-week notice. They've got all kinds of flexible packages, including a brunch for two, which I found fun, and a turkey for 20. They're flexible. Their sides are very flexible on the menu. And then they also create a wine suggestion for each dish. So you could also just take care of that at the same time.
Or that turkey for 20 could be turkey for one with just lots and lots,
lots of
wine. Leftovers.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, either way. Whole Foods has a great classic Thanksgiving meal. They have a 48-hour notice requirement, but they've got a full catering catalog with all kinds of packages and platters and classic dinners. They've got Hanukkah dinners. And then they've got stuff with a twist, like a salt and pepper prime rib roast and truffle parmesan mashed potatoes.
It's pretty incredible, though, when you think about it. Only 48-hour notice.
I know, right?
To do all of that.
I agree. Yeah. And we're giving you a whole week's notice here. others, Baker's, Catering Creations, Cracker Barrel, Jericho's, Valla's, and Village Inn for pies.
Oh.
Did you know Village Inn sells 2 million pies for Thanksgiving?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? And just a quick reminder, you know, I have a show called Leftover Chef. The week of Thanksgiving is the largest food waste week in our country. 293 million pounds of turkey are thrown away. That's 35% of all the turkey that's prepared and 40% of all sides. So if you're thinking about your holiday plans post-Thanksgiving, you can check out my show. I've got all kinds of really cool dishes you can do to keep that food in your fridge and not in the trash. Are you? What about you? Are you cooking? Or are you doing takeout?
I think this time I'll be going out.
Yeah. So
you're going out.
You're in search of some velvet chocolate cake, aren't you?
I am.
Well, it's only 8 days away, but have a great week planning your Thanksgiving feast and bon appetit.
Bon appetit. Thank you, Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie. Thanks for coming by, and we'll talk to you again next time
on
Dish Omaha.